chat about shit. Okay, and three, two, one. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. I am one of your two hosts, Alicia Carrick.
I am one of your two hosts, Emily Milling. I thought that was my line. Why do we steal my lines? You steal my thunder. You steal my underpants. I'm not entirely sure why you had to do a panty raid in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, I'm on the 9th floor. Like, I don't even know how you got in there. Whatever.
Times are tough. I needed panties.
Besides, just buy your own, goddammit. Order them from the internet.
I really do need to, because they're getting ratty.
My lord. Okay, joining us tonight is the incredibly multi-talented wonder of a human being, Joanne Tacarda, performer extraordinaire.
Hello. I am not a host. I am a guest.
Yay.
You might as well be a third host.
I will pretend for tonight.
And all we will all be all happy together as three different hosts.
Oh, man. Joe.
Yes. Hi.
She's addicted to singing, everybody. So you're gonna get a lot of that. Joe, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
How was your day? Let's just, I think it's like the overarching how are you is a big question, I feel like nowadays.
Yeah.
So how was your day or you the know, last 30 minutes, whatever you want.
Today was so great. I actually led an improv session for my at work for this like all staff meeting.
Ooh.
And it was, you know, a lot of people, the session was actually called Improv Yourself, which confused a lot of people, and they all thought we had spelled improve wrong. So some people had joined thinking it was improve yourself. And then once we started going with our first game, they were like, this is not what I thought it was, and they left.
Oh, no.
But some people stayed. Some people were like, oh, I did think this was improve yourself, but it's not, but I'm going to stay. So props to them.
I'm going to stay and pretend to be a dog, and then I'm going to shapeshift into a crocodile as exactly. per Joanne's instructions. That's cool. Well, what kind of games did you do? Like, how did you improve people with improv today?
No, we did so much improving. They were pretty rough at the beginning, and after that, they were shining diamonds. So the first thing we did was introduce ourselves with a sound and an action. It's like, hi, I'm Joanne. And then you had to repeat that back. We played proverbs where we all make up a proverb together one word at a time. Oh. And that was very haunting and deep. Ooh. And then finally we played museums where we asked the participants to stand like a statue and then have another person describe what that statue is. It was fun. I mean,
cool.
This is social.
It was improving everyone.
I love it. You improve everyone's lives. You just everywhere you go, you just improve people's
She's
lives.
She's a light.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to do is improv them, but they don't they don't understand.
They just want you to improve them. Make me better, Joanne. Make me a better human being.
I can only improv you.
No. I can only improv you. Yes, and we're all zombies. Ha ha.
Did people like it in the end? Like, did they come around to enjoying it and like letting loose a little bit?
I think they did. Yeah. Some of them were like, I didn't know like how you're going to do this over the internet, but it was great and fun. And I don't know. I should actually follow up with the people
who internet.
It was over the internet. Yeah. We were doing this like whole virtual staff meeting situation, which actually went a lot smoother than I thought it would.
Did you volunteer your so nice. So were you like, let's do like a team fun day and I will run some improv workshops?
Well, they were looking for people to run sessions, and my coworker wanted me to do one together. So I was like, let's do improv. It's the only skill I have.
I mean, it's a great skill. You get people jazzed. You get people energized. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for what we're going to do here tonight.
Yeah.
Recording with you, because like I always look forward to performing with you, because you just like you make everything 10 billion times more fun, especially like when I'm in a bad mood, which is today. I mean, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just in like I'm sick of working mood. Mm. I'm very excited for what today is going to be. Yeah.
I'm excited to play with you guys too. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Oh, love that joke every time.
Every time.
And on that note, because I do want to ask you, like you're our guest. Can you tell our listeners, let's hear about the first ever performance Joanne Tacarda did in her life.
Oh, ever in my life?
Falling in love with performance.
falling in love with performance. I guess, well, I've always enjoyed it. I remember being a cloud when I was a child and as a dance. And then, sorry, when I took jazz, I was a cloud. And that was pretty fun. So I guess ever since then, I love the stage. Actually, you know what my most favorite performance was? It was not a public performance. It was for one person, which sounds really sketch. But I was in a mall when I was a kid. And I found this like empty space and I just started like dancing in this space and I was like super into it. And then when I left that space, an even younger child who was like 3 saw me do it and then went to the space also and started dancing. And I was like, this is so meaningful to me.
Yes, it is. You're that's a trendsetter. Great. You're a fun trendsetter. And that's so nice. That's magical.
Yeah. Yeah, that she was like, so proud of herself. I was like, you go, girl. You're awesome.
That's amazing. Aww. Oh, hell so yeah. Cute. And for our listeners, Joanne is extremely talented, yes, in improv, but sketch writing. And she's also a musical improviser.
Mm-hmm. Very talented musical improviser.
Yeah, we're going to do a little music later. So like, I hope you're cool with that.
So excited. Joanne also starred in Date Kate, which is a little mini web series that is on YouTube.
That's your girl, Emily Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's me hilarious. And a couple of other cool cats put it together, and Joanne is the star. Yeah. And I got to write a musical episode for you. And like, that was like a personal fulfilling moment because I'm like, yes, I get to write a musical and someone else actually wants to be in this.
Yes. And Alicia made a cameo in that one.
Oh, I was a runner.
That's right. That's yeah, you're right. A runner.
It was a joint effort. It was. Do check it out.
Joint effort. Yes. Hey, Achilles. Nice tendons.
Mm. Right. See? Sketch writing.
It all comes together. Yeah.
I've watched those too many times. Do you know, Alicia, the episode of Venture Shark that you're the P one?
Sure.
It's on some sort of like a pee fetish website now. And that's it has right. Like 3,000 views. No. And they keep shooting up, and I'm like, I went to the website. I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, there's so much pee.
It's a pee playlist.
Yeah.
I'm on a pee playlist.
You're on multiple pee playlists, and you're on this like pee fetish website. So just
Oh wait, so wait, like, it's an actual pee fetish website. I got to make sure it's in my link tree on Instagram. So
yes.
Oh, I'll my send God. You the
link. We'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Go check out Alicia on the Pee Fetish website that is giving us a hell of a lot of hits to our collective YouTube channel, Big Chick Energy. Find us on YouTube. Everyone's got sketches. Joanne, you got a sketch on there. You wrote a really fucking hilarious sketch. Tell us about that.
I did write a sketch. It was based on true events. So it's about having resting nice face. And what is that, you might ask yourself? That's when you just look pretty friendly and nice all the time. And people are just sort of drawn to you. And they think that maybe you're being nice to them when really that's just your face. So this sketch was about how to get those people away from you. And it took a spooky turn. I don't want to ruin it, but it's
you're going to want to check it out. It's never.
Yeah, we're going to put a link to that for sure in the show notes because it's very fun. And your husband is in it, and it's just a treat.
And my dog.
Squishy treat. Yes, and your dog. Of course, you can forget your dog. Me, forgot your dog.
Jolly.
Sorry.
Dolly. Jolly. It was originally Dolly, right?
Yes, she was named Dolly. And then we were very creative, and when we adopted her, and we were like, Jolly, that's the name.
But that's an easy transition for the dog, right?
Yeah, I don't think her name was Dolly for very long, though, to be honest.
Oh, good. Gotcha.
Like, she was probably some other name.
Oh, they adapt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, eventually.
You could call a dog anything. Like, literally anything. You could change a dog's name. They don't care.
No, they're just looking for love.
They're like, yeah, and like food. They're like oh, hi, every human, time I say this.
You have food? Great. Yeah.
You have a really, really kind face, so I'm going to love you, just like all the humans do.
And luckily, I did have a nice face for her. It was for her, not just.
Yes.
It was reciprocated.
For her specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great. Everybody, we're going to replug it. We got to check it out. We're going to plug it up. Not plug it up. Yeah. That sounds strange. But there will be links galore. Cause we're doing
links
all the plugs.
Yeah, check it out.
Plugs at the beginning.
Plug it up. Plug up the PP and check out Joanne's pornos with her husband. Cool. Great.
And on that note, we're going to get started with a little bit of improv yourself. No, that is okay. Our slogan. We just got a laugh, so we'll stick with that. We're going to play like a quick warm up, and I think you know it. It's called a shoulda said. Ooh. So this should've will be said. A scene for you two, and then I'm going to yell out my shoulda saids when I want.
Okay.
Can I get a suggestion for a location from Joanne, please?
A convenience store.
You are friends at a different location that Joanne's going to say in 3, 2, 1.
Canada's Wonderland.
Friends at Canada's Wonderland. And scene.
Honey, you have to stop eating those meat sticks.
Should have said.
You should have eaten a turkey leg.
Oh, I know. But turkey legs, they're so greasy and the skin on them. It's just like they leave all the little extra feathers. It kind of gets stuck in my teeth. And I wish that I didn't have to eat them. If it's okay with you, maybe I'll just eat this piece of celery instead.
Should have said.
Maybe I'll just eat this cornucopia instead.
Should have said.
Maybe I'll just eat this large USB charger instead.
Yeah, you should have. Because now you have a stomach ache, don't you? And how are we going to ride the Leviathan if you got to go to the bathroom?
I do.
I can tell by your face.
I do have to go to the bathroom. I have to go really, really badly. It's just that, like, I don't like going to the bathroom at Wonderland because it's full of perverts.
Should have said.
It's full of peacocks.
Should have said.
It's full of giraffes. Like, every time I go in there, they just, like, they crane their necks right over the top and they're staring at me while I pee.
Emily, that is not how you should talk about tall people. That is very rude. So if you want privacy in the bathroom...
Well, you know, it's,
This is your phobia, and that is not a tall person's problem, that you can't pee near them.
Should have said.
You need to be brave in the bathroom and just pee. Let it flow.
Right. Yeah.
Except that...
This is a number two.
Today's.
Yeah, it's a number two situation.
Because of.
Yeah. So, like, okay.
Yeah. So now you have to get over your phobia of short people. Good luck.
Scene. God. Yes. No. Yeah, it's a warm up.
And it's a warm up with a leg.
Yeah. Emily, can we get a location for our scene?
You are in the park beside the water splash pad.
Oh my gosh. Do you ever just want to jump into that splash pad? I know maybe jump is hard because we'll probably scrape our faces, but it's hot, man.
Mm-hmm. Should have said.
It's boiling really hot. Like a planet temperature today.
Should have said.
I am in that red spot on Jupiter with my pale ass skin and zero sunscreen.
That is really unfortunate. I am loving my beach umbrella that I brought. You were not prepared for this outing with your children, were you?
I wasn't prepared, and I really would appreciate maybe just a few inches under your single-person umbrella.
Of course not. Of course not. I am part of the PTA, and I'm not going to let some rigmarole come under my umbrella. I think you're going to have to just go into the pool.
Should have said.
I think you're just going to have to bury yourself under the sand.
Should have said.
I think you're just going to have to remove your clothes and embrace the failure that you are and feel the heat.
Fine.
On your bottom.
Here I go.
I'm sorry.
Ripping off my buttons just because you wanted this. And yeah, this is a sports bra from when I was 12, okay? Big deal. It's a little ratty, but today it's my bathing suit.
You know, this is not how I expected to spend our anniversary together. just watching our children at the splash pad and you undressing yourself, but this is what you deserve, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss PTA slash my beautiful wife who won't put me under an umbrella with her, we've got some problems because I'm about to go in here and splash around with these children.
Should have said.
I'm about to go in here and drink all this water and no one's going to.
Should have said.
I'm about to just scream my face off.
Should have said.
I'm about to die and you won't give me an inch of your umbrella?
What are you going to do to deserve the umbrella?
Should have said.
What are you going to do to earn my love again? Because this is really upsetting to me. This is like our fifth anniversary. You know, I love you so much. I don't want you to die. I guess I can find in my heart.
Should have said.
You know what? You need to look at yourself. Go to that pool and evaluate your life.
Okay.
Tell me, what do you want?
Hmm? Okay, you're right. You're right, honey. You're always right. I'm going to take me and my 12-year-old self sports bra and go look at my reflection in the water and really think about our marriage, because you're right, it's our anniversary and here I am just complaining about sunscreen when, you know what, there's a lot of other stuff going on in the world, like I forgot
okay,
the potatoes
go.
And last week's groceries and, you know, really bad stuff like that. Here I am at the water.
Here I am at the water.
My wife does love me.
Love me, love me.
She doesn't love my white baby skin and my little baby nipples. She's thinking I'm a chump. Maybe I should have joined the PTA with her.
Should have sung.
I'm at the water!
Move on.
And I'm looking at my reflection and I'm thinking about my shitty life. Shitty life. Yo, babe, I think we need a divorce.
And scene.
Whoa, okay. And there was that. We're gonna jump, keep the energy rolling, go right on into our short form other game. So this game is Good Cop, Bad Cop. Joanne and I, we're gonna be the cops. Joe, do you have a preference on good or bad?
Oh, nice. I'll be good.
Okay, so I'll be bad cop. Emily, you're gonna remove your headphones and we're gonna discuss the crime that you've committed.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye. So Joe, what will be the crime that Emily has committed?
They tried to steal David, the sculpture, from... Is it in a museum?
Oof, I'm not sure if it's in a museum. I don't even know. I mean, David, yes, I know the statue. Is it when he's like looking slightly back at that one? We'll figure that out. Hopefully you're Googling it.
Or... I am. What have I said? Or we could do an... Oh, I know. She tried to climb the Statue of Liberty so that she could base jump off of it.
She's a base jumper.
Yeah, she's a base jumper. She tried to base jump off of the Statue of Liberty.
Perfect. Okay. We'll bring her back in. I will wave my hand. Hopefully you can. Yes, yes, you can.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
I really went out to lunch there for a minute.
Hope you had a nice meal, because you're not getting another one.
You got nothing on me, coppers.
You know, you might be right. We might not have nothing on you.
You ain't got nothing.
So we're just here to chat, all right?
Chat away. I'm right. Just gonna chill over here because you ain't got nothing on me. My lawyer's gonna get me out in 20 minutes.
Oh, Ricky, Ricky, Ricky. This guy, Maureen. This guy.
Listen, Maureen, we don't need a lawyer. You know, it's just a chat between the three of us. Me, Officer Ricky, and my partner here, Bethany. Hey, Beth?
Yeah, yeah, right, Beth? Yeah.
Come easy. Don't worry about it, Maureen.
I wore my nicest shirt today, trying to be cool. But now we've got this Joe Schmo Maureen here, and we got to deal with the stuff that you've done. I can't believe you made such a scene.
I did a lot of bad stuff, but the worst thing I ever did was eating a bear.
Wow. Well, Ricky, you got to take this one. Claw. A bear claw. A bear claw. Are you kidding me? This gets worse and worse.
Maureen, you know what? I'm going to level with you as a fellow American.
Oh.
All we want to do is be proud of where we came from, right? I think that's all you wanted to do today.
You bet your bottom dollar that, and also figure out what crime I committed or who I am. Unclear.
That's right. You are Maureen.
You are Maureen? And you've committed a crime.
Perhaps the purpose of why I'm in this interrogation room, is it to figure out what I have done?
Yes.
Or is it to figure out my identity?
That's right.
It's a lot of self-reflection.
Maureen,
that's right.
You know who you are.
Okay, great.
Maureen, you know who you are.
Okay. Wonderful.
You are Maureen.
You know, I didn't regret a minute of strangling that sex offender.
That's besides the point. We saw you.
And we actually wanted to congratulate you on that one. But
well, thank
that's
you.
Congratulations.
This is different. Yeah.
Maybe you can send in a resume after we deal with this crime. Crime of patriotism.
You know, just because I love my country and I talk like a gruff old man and my name is Maureen doesn't mean that I also hate my country, and perhaps
what?
I've committed some light treason in the past, but it was just a little bit of light treason. I only traded that information because I thought it would do the country good.
Well, Maureen, you see here, I've got receipts from MEC. You bought an insane amount of carabiners.
But I didn't buy the entire company, I guess.
No, you did not buy the entire company, but you did buy a bunch of rope. And I saw you left a pool of it right at the tip of her crown.
Yes, when I hung some person out on a ledge.
Incorrect! Ricky, you take it!
Was that one? You know what? You didn't just hang one person off of the crown. You hung yourself. That's who you really hung.
Well, you know, me and Lady Liberty, we got a big backstory. We got a big history together, and we love swinging around, and maybe I was trespassing in there, but it's for the good of the country.
Well, what I
So you admit it. Mm-hmm. You were there.
Hell yes, I was there.
You were on Lady Liberty.
Yes.
I just want to know why.
And why?
Now my accent's coming out for some reason. As an American, this is upsetting to me.
We're all upset, and I brought my kids along because I wanted to teach them that as Americans, we can do whatever we want to do. And if we want to wear a mask, we're not going to wear a mask.
It just was not appreciated that you guys set up a picnic for yourselves on her shoulders and proceeded to throw pasta onto onlookers at the base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is the
this
mascot.
This is not an Eastside Mario's.
I was going to say, she is the mascot of Eastside Mario's, and therefore, we thought it was appropriate.
We can't be having your bada boom, bada bing at the top of Lady Liberty, and then you all streaming down like a family of Care Bears, hanging on her skirt. This is Lady Liberty. She is beautiful. and a gift from France.
Truly, it is the one fact that right. everyone
Merci.
Knows.
That's right. So, obviously, we have to find a punishment that fits the crime.
Yes. Yes, right, Southern Bethany? Ricky.
So, let me get this straight. I have not gone to trial, and you're just going to punish me? This is
America.
Right. You're right.
This is America. This is what we're going to do. Mm. All right.
Don't trust the cops.
So what your punishment, you are going to go back up to Lady Liberty. You're going to apologize with your bada-binging biggest Eastside Mario meatballs that you got.
Okay.
Okay? Let's see it. Make snap, it snap.
Unlimited meatballs.
I give my kids to do a little gravy train of meatballs, and I guess we'll just start feeding them to the Statue of Liberty with the bunch of ropes that we swing around on a crown because we ate all of our dinner on her head.
I think she'd like that.
She would love that. And I think you ought to bring a Clorox wipe with you and clean up your goddamn mess.
I'm sorry. I left a mess.
She's got shoulder pads of spaghetti and meatballs.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to do something nice for my kids, and I thought a picnic on top of the Lady Liberty's head would be a good idea, but I clearly my little meatball children are just messy little fuckers.
My goodness.
All right, you get on out of here, Maureen.
Scoot, skedaddle.
By Officer Ricky and Officer Bethany.
It's Bethany! Scene.
Bada boom, bada bing. High five.
High five. Did I get it?
You got it. You guessed what? Base jumping.
It was base jumping off of the statue.
Okay. And then I kind of like forgot what base jumping was there, or that was. I just
would
pictured
never
you
have
hanging.
Guessed that. I was just like, sure.
This was a Lady Liberty free fall picnic.
Lady Liberty freedom fall. Ooh.
Freedom fall.
Now Americans
are
going to listen to this. And I don't know how many Americans listen to our podcast.
Probably.
I want to look that up.
One of them does.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Julia. Our good friend Julia from Big Chick Energy also. I think she is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She voted in America. She voted in America.
GTFO.
She mailed in her vote.
Really?
So I think she would appreciate that.
Oh,
yeah.
Shout out Julia, our dual citizen pal there.
Julia Jones.
Peut-être on pourrait faire un épisode de You Gotta Laugh en français avec Joanne, parce que vous avez appris le français maintenant.
Nous apprendons le français.
Oui, je suis une étudiante de français, oui.
Parfait! Mais, that would be the worst episode.
Yeah, je voudrais pratiquer mon français.
On pourrait faire
avec les oiseaux d'énergétique.
Les oiseaux de quoi?
Les oiseaux
énergétiques. Oui, avec beaucoup de gros...
Des oiseaux?
De gros énergie.
OK! Gros. Ah, les grands oiseaux d'énergie.
La troupe de comédie?
Oui!
Oui, c'est ça.
All right!
D'accord.
So, back d'anglais here. OK.
This is a Franglish podcast.
So, musical improv, suggestion from Emily. Can I get a reason to leave your partner, please?
Ooh, will not fart in front of you.
Will not fart in front of you. Joanne, can I get a location?
Your parents' house.
Okay. So I'm just whipping this up off the top of my head here. You guys are going through the tail end of your divorce. Okay. And you break into a bit of a song about the reasoning as to why you're leaving, which is will not fart in front.
Stacey. Stacey, why do you have to laugh at me?
What's up?
Honestly, like you're still doing it. You're still laughing at me. Like, this is hard for me. It's hard for me. It's hard for me to want to do this. It's hard for me to say goodbye. And you just keep, it's like, you just make fun of me. This is what I mean. This is why I'm leaving.
Honey, you are really uptight. And I respect your decision to want to leave me, but I will not respect your request for me to stop laughing at you. Because this is how I express myself. I'm a very expressive person.
Yeah, you are.
I'm an artist. And what are you? You know, you have potential, but you just won't let yourself go.
Talk about let yourself go. You're the one who won't fart in front of me. Like, you're expressive, sure, but like, this very private part of you, you just can't share that. And it's sort of like, if you're not sharing.
Why would you bring that up?
But if you're not sharing that, like, what else aren't you sharing with me?
Why are you bringing this up?
I just want to smell.
This is like none of your business. My butt.
I just want to smell your farts.
What?
I just want to hear it one time. I just want to hear the little and smell the nasty little butt gas.
I don't know if I can do that.
I just want to smell that little nasty butt gas from your dirty butthole. Wish you bought a bidet when the pandemic started, but no, you got crusty poos on your butt, and now here I am just asking for you to fart into my mouth, but you refuse.
I refuse. So you know it's probably better if we do part. Because since you're my love, I will never fart. No, 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 I will never fart. I will hold it in every day because I want you to think that I'm an angel. Not a human being with an anus butt.
I'm just waiting for you to fart. Oh, in my mouth. I don't see why you can't accept my request. My request is only one little toot. But you are so rude. I just want to hear and smell your fart.
I'm not laughing anymore. I'm crying.
Why? Why are you crying now?
I can't. Because you're making me feel vulnerable. On Thanksgiving dinner, I just ate so much food, and now my crying is making me have cramps in my belly. Something's happening down there.
That's your fart. That's, you just gotta let it out. It's just into my mouth.
What? My.
Let me taste it.
That was the worst thing I've ever smelled. Why is it? I taste everything I've never wanted to taste.
You taste the stuffing and the cranberry sauce.
There's
and everything.
Like some corn and asparagus.
Oh, fuck you.
A little laugh at the end. Oh my god.
Oh, what a journey. I miss improvising with you, Joanne.
That was beautiful. If there is ever an episode I'd want my parents to hear. Boom!
This is the one. Fart in my mouth. This like epic love ballad about farting in the mouths.
That was lovely. Oh, can we do another musical improv?
One starring Alicia and Joanne.
Okay. Set us the scene, Emily.
Okay. You are top executive directors of competing window glass companies, and you've just found out that your boards have decided to merge.
Oh, no.
Who? Me? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no. My name's Stacy, and hello. I've seen your name on a lot of emails, and now we need to be friends, I guess.
Well, you know what they say? Close one window, open another, and opportunity will come through like the wind.
Did you, the classic. Did you just read our in the logo, biz. Or?
Wow. You know, in the biz, I am 3-pane. 3-paned glass. So whatever you are trying to do ain't nothing but a waste of time.
Oh, no, you did not. See, I am window painful, sister. And if we are going to be working together, we're going to need to get along and open the windows and jump through ensemble.
Ensemble. Bien sûr. I see that.
Come.
You're pretty brave there.
Come with me through this window. I know we'll be successful. Put aside our differences and join me in peace.
I've been looking through my window, seeing at you stare at me, and you are scary. You make me frightened. I don't know what to think. But when I open up the glass, there you are. I love your sass. Something about you draws me in. I think I can open my curtain to see your face.
You know,
there it is.
We're going to be friends, more than business partners. We'll be lovers on the other end of the glass. Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take that too far?
I liked it. It felt clear. Suddenly everything is clear to
Some
me.
Some might even say
I thought
transparent.
Yeah.
My life used to be opaque, but not anymore. I'm so glad I found you. Just open up my door window. Please join me in a life of clarity. We could be business partners and lovers in a tree.
Yo, this is 3-pane here. I'm ready to do this with my girl, Stacy. I think that's her name we just met, but whatever. Our boards are gonna force us together. Oh, I got 3 panes. You are a painful, but girl, you're all right. I think you're a handful. Let's all chill. Go on our windowsill, put some plants there, let them grow, because we're gonna fall in love, you know. Whoa, bo 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 bo, whoa, bo 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 bo,
whoa, bo 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 bo, whoa. Girls got some raps. Stacy's got naps. Under my desk is where you wanna be. Take a nap next to me. We do a lot of really good work here. Trust me, the amalgamation has been very
well, what's going on in here? What are you giggling to yourselves?
Tyler. Hi, Tyler. I'm just getting to know.
Oh, boss.
Yes, this is Tyler, the creator.
3-pane. I'm 3-pane.
This is 3-pane. And I am Stacy. We are coming together for the first time.
I really believe that you're acting like little children.
Yes,
right.
We.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Put it together and sign off and goodbye and slam.
Yes,
just
sir.
Just a little nap under my big girl desk. I have blankets and a little window under here.
windows under windows. I am down. Down for whatever. Let's go to town on this nap, girl. You are crazy. I'm feeling pretty, pretty lazy.
Nap time.
Nap time.
Cool. Good job. Nap time.
A little Seinfeld crept in there. I yeah. got the desk thing. That was a recent episode. It was top yeah. of mind.
Yeah.
Joanne, can I get a location of somewhere massive?
Somewhere massive?
Massive.
Yes. a concert hall.
A concert hall. Okay. A concert hall. And a relationship. Your band members. I called it.
Band members. Okay, great.
And scene.
All right, then. Okay, so if we can set up the drums over here, it's just towards the back, and then maybe like I could stand sort of like just over on the side with my bass, and then maybe if you want to, you could stand sort of like at the front, like I guess with a guitar or something. Like, do you think that's going to be enough? Are we going to fill up the space? Like, I don't know. This is a lot of people. There are a lot of people, and I'm going to be really fucking scared right now, and I just don't know if we're going to be able to do this. Are we even going to sell a ticket? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, I could stand over here and then maybe the singer could like show up at one point for the rehearsal and maybe our producer will come too just to tell us that like, you know, our sales are going up or something.
I thought you were the singer.
Right? It's going to happen, right?
Didn't you, what? Haven't you been singing all the parts this whole time?
Yeah, but I was just doing that to annoy you guys. I didn't know I was a singer.
Literally the whole time you have been the only person singing. I really hope you're ready to sing tonight.
I was going to just play the triangle, but I could try.
All right, all right, all righty. Hello, hello. So you two. Okay, so we've got, yeah, it's your producer for the week of shows that you've got here booked as River Basins. Hello. Yes,
we're the River Basins.
Who's River? Who's Basin?
We're River Basins.
I'm Basin. This is River. Again, River, I'm not entirely sure why you didn't think you were in the band. Like, you are the lead singer. Our band's name is River Basin.
We're having band troubles.
I'm self-conscious.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. God, uh-oh.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm with imposter syndrome.
This is the first time I've ever... Yes. Why would you say that?
Oh, boy. We've got some band problems, huh, River Basin?
Well, yeah,
River's
producer and...
flowing. I don't know how to get over this.
You know what, we're gonna do a quick little exercise. Just because I can feel that we've got a lot of nervous energy in the room and you guys are going on in about an hour and a half and people are already getting pretty freaking loaded out there and they're expecting some top quality songs from you guys. I see you've got your triangle and I see River, you've brought your drum kit.
That was here when we got here, actually. So I don't know. The venue said that we were going to get a drummer, but it's just, like, it's literally, it's just me playing the bass and River singing allegedly and playing the triangle. Like, that's the only, just like a rhythm section.
Toss me out a few, you know, sing song moments here. Like, you know, give me your on stage hellos to everybody and go into your first song and we'll start there. It's a little bit of role play.
Okay. Okay, we practiced it. So, River, okay, kick it off. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hello, hello, Toronto. Hi, I'm River.
I'm Basin.
We're going to need a little more energy from the River Basin group here. Maybe just turn that up about three notches. You know, I know we're going to take the anxiety you're feeling and we're going to transfer it over. Mm-hmm. The anxiety is walking across the bridge to the other side. and all of a sudden it's fun energy that people actually want to pay $125 fucking dollars for, okay?
How much did they pay for this? Why did they pay so much money?
Because the ceiling's made out of gold, all right? That's what happens here at Kitchener Center in the goddamn square. We got 65 plus ages coming. We're wheeling them in.
65 plus ages?
Yeah, it's rollout from the long-term care facility that's, they're really in need of a good time. So that's why I booked you, ladies.
Okay.
And we're going to need to lift up that energy just a touch. And 3, 2, 1, bring it to me.
Okay. We don't have a drummer.
We don't have a drummer.
Okay.
So I don't know if the older people will be able to enjoy this show.
I don't think they can enjoy
as
much
as I would like.
What if I went on first and I told them to just do that little right out the mouth? If they can give you a beat.
Producer.
Yep.
Could you sing just a little bit? And I have an idea.
Oh, God. I haven't sung since my university days going to open mics.
You got to do it. River has the best ideas.
You have to help us.
You want me to sing?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's your lyrical content usually about? You know, do you have?
Well, garden variety snakes.
Garden variety of snakes. Okay. All right, then.
I play the triangle, so I'm pretty good at rhythm. I think I might be have an answer. So I'm gonna give you the beat, okay?
Send it over. All right.
And you're going to sing.
Snakes. Yes. Five letter word. There's a bunch of colorful snakes in the world. Red and yellow. You're a dead fellow. Get that thing out of your shirt, fellow. Whoa. Oh. This is sounding good.
Producer, you're natural.
Okay. One more time. Got some flow coming at ya. Slither, slither, hiss, hiss.
Ow.
Oh my God, what a bitch that snake was. That snake was. Get her off my face.
Boop, boom, boom.
That was great.
Snakes, I love them. I used to have one. Had one as a kid. Now I'm with River Basin.
God.
And now we're going to put snakes in a room. Guys, this is great. I think everyone's going to love this.
This is really good. This is really good, River. This means that we can take some time off.
River Basin, I think we've found our lead singer.
We found them.
No way.
Singer.
No way.
It's producer.
Well,
no first or last name. It's just producer.
I'm producer. Like Prince that way, you know? Producer.
Producer. Producer, produce a new
and
tune.
My symbol is just an ampersand and an asterisk.
Honestly, well, I feel confident now.
Ladies, this
Me
is
too.
Gonna
I feel like
fun.
I'm ready for the 65 plus.
65 plus can come on in and we will
They're
crush
gonna love it.
We'll crush your little eardrums.
River Basin producer.
Yeah.
Honestly, ladies,
this is a great show.
I'm so glad that you've come to the center in the square because these people definitely need to put a smile on my face.
You do need to be entertained a lot.
Honestly, I've paid so much money.
Oh my God!
For me to book this night for myself and bring in these LTC
I'm
people.
I'm so happy.
I had the whole ceiling really redone in a Baroque.
That's why the tickets were so expensive. You really went all out for yourself. I really like that. I like that about you, producer. You just
Thank you.
Love yourself, and that
Me
is inspirational.
Too.
I even had bits of glitter gold sprinkled on the money to spice it up.
Yeah, I feel inspired, too. I think I'm over my anxiety because of your... You're just an icon.
Oh, yeah.
I look up to you now, producer.
Yeah.
Oh! Well, guys, sometimes your passions find you. And little did I know that I was just a...
Producer, will you sign my chest? I just love a good signature from a rock star with a Sharpie.
No problem. I only got the thickest Sharpie ever. Is that going to be okay?
I'm going to tattoo this later on my little baby nipples.
Well, on your little baby nipples, guess what I'm going to...
crazy.
That's what I'm going to draw. I'm going to draw a little snake so you can remember this day. And the day that I found my true passion after spending a shit ton of money for concerts for myself.
You have good passions, producer.
You guys really surprised me today. I didn't think River Basin was going to come in here and tell me what I need to do with my life. I thought I was going to tell you which mic to plug in.
Producer, thank you so much. I've also found my passion as a beatboxer. I'm going to move on. Here's the mic. Here's the mic forever.
Oh, my God. Basin, River, thank you.
That's me.
Thank you.
Basin. Yes, River?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Your tattoos look amazing.
Thank you. It's a bunch of squiggles. I don't know if producer really knows how to write, but...
Never learn.
It looks like your nipples are exploding.
It hurts a lot.
I was just born with a lot of money. That's why I'm able to do this. So, enjoy.
I think we found our new merch symbol.
Great.
The ampersand with the asterisk. Dudes. Or what I've dribbled onto her nipples.
What you've dribbled.
Dribble.
Anyway, ladies, I think you're going to hit it out of the park. And I can't wait to perform with you. Let's get these big, frickin' luxurious curtains that I bought out of the way. Let's look at these old faces.
Oh, they're so wrinkled.
And boots.
All right.
I'm so confused. Oh my God. Joy, when you start laughing, it's so hard to stop.
It really is. Oh my God. This is just going to be a half an episode of us like crying. Okay. All right, Joanne Tacorda. I actually forgot to ask you this question at the beginning of our sesh today. I know you're always taking a bunch of classes. So what classes are you taking? And please then flow into plugging anything that you've got going on in terms of comedy online. Because I know you flow and your troupe, Weird Town, you guys are doing shit. Get into it, Basin.
Yeah, totally. I'm a flow into it like the river I am. So I know I am a lifelong learner, and currently I'm going to be learning more about piano, a little ukulele, and probably some other stuff. And of course, Big Chick Energy is one of my main drivers for wanting to do this so that we can do more music work together. It's going to be great. I will flow into bigchickenergysketch.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Nice flow.
Super smooth. Thank you. And for all the rap that you heard tonight, that is actually inspired by another class that I'm taking, Freestyle Love Supremes, little rap class.
That is so cool.
So that's where that came from.
Oh, well.
Neat.
Yeah. So we're going to do this all the time. So amazing. I hope you're ready.
A little amazing. Love Supreme. One more time.
Freestyle Love Supreme is a troupe that was actually founded by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote Hamilton. So before he did this, and with his other troupe mates, they like formed this. And so now they're offering some lessons. And if they want to give me a free one, that's too cool for me.
Yeah, we're going to get Joanne some free rap classes by plugging.
I mostly came here for the free rap lessons. So if you can make that happen, producer.
Hey, no problem. But your rap skills are on point. Yes. I was blown away by those rhymes, truly. And then fucking shitting the bed to follow it up. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
But yes, Big Jig Energy Sketch. Thank you for having me.
This has been a pleasure. Joanne, we'll talk to you on Sunday with our Big Chick Energy call. I look forward to that.
And I'm looking forward to Firefest. BCE Firefest. It's something no one's invited to, mm-mm. and you'll never hear about it again. And we all had to pay a lot of money to Joanne to organize it. Mm-hmm. And we don't think that she's going to provide the actual accommodations listed in the photos as per the documentary. No. So
hope you like cheese whiz sandwiches.
Cheese whiz.
Delicious. Okay. Oh, and if people wanted to follow you specifically, do you have an Instagram?
Oh, God. I do. One Joanne Band.
O-N-E.
I'm very bad at Instagram.
I know. It's okay. Me too.
I think that's my name. Yeah. One Joanne Best.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we'll put it in there. People can email you at joannetacordalikesfarts@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
And
no. Just send me and slide into my DMs like the rivers that you are.
Yes, slide into the DMs, maybe add a little noise. She
you
loves
can call
that.
Joanne on her mobile phone at 289-314-0202. And you could call Joanne's farts, very farts, supportive farts. Parents at 12345 Joanne's Awesome.
Sweet. And so we'll cut that too. And on that note, we appreciate you taking the time out of your evening. This has been another episode of You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. Do follow us on Instagram at YGL Podcast. No, that is not an airport, even though it is. It's You Gotta Laugh Podcast. And new episodes coming out on Friday. So keep your ears peeled for Joanne Tacorda's episode. Boom, 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 boom.
They just listened to it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we'll cut that too. No, I'll leave that in.
No. Thanks for listening to You Gotta Laugh, an improv podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and review. That helps more people like you find our podcast, and it helps us beat the algorithms.
Follow us on Instagram at YGL Podcast. Send us an email at hello@yglpodcast.com and sign up to get episodes directly into your inbox every Friday.
Subscribe to You Gotta Laugh wherever you get your podcasts and share this episode with someone you think would love it.
They might need a giggle. Yes.
Yeah.
So until next time, we are Alyssia Carrick and
Emily Milling.
Have a fabulous day.